Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Philadelphia Eagles defeating the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans last night. The celebrations taking place in Philly. Police trying to stop crowds from climbing city poles and hanging out in the streets, celebrating the Eagles' 40-22 win.
A rough night for Chiefs fans, but especially Taylor Swift. The crowd at the Superdome booing her when she was shown on the Jumbotron. Donald Trump, who became the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl, roasting Swift and the Chiefs on social media, writing, "The only one that had a tougher night than the Kansas City Chiefs was Taylor Swift."
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the president announcing on the way to the Super Bowl that he is slapping more tariffs on imports, this time for all steel products. He says Canada and Mexico will not be exempt from it either. The president also made the announcement that he is directing the U.S. Mint to stop producing pennies, and that he's serious about the U.S. making Canada the 51st state. This is ABC News. Indictments handed up again last year's murder of Army Private Dwayne Alasguiar. Her husband, one of two people charged in the killing, investigators say she was stabbed at least 68 times. An update to U.S. geography after an executive order from President Trump.
During Trump's trip to the Super Bowl, Air Force One flew over the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in history, flying over the recently renamed Gulf of America.
As the plane passed over the body of water, Trump signed a proclamation renaming it the Gulf of America.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Opening statements are set for today in the trial of a man charged with trying to fatally stab author Salman Rushdie. The writer is expected to testify, bringing him face to face with the alleged attacker for the first time in more than 2 years. Writer Tom Robbins has died. He was known for deadpan absurdity and zigzag storylines in books like Even Cowgirls Get the Blues and Still Life with Woodpecker. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severin star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damian McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, And she said yes. And he said, it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, this is going in my diary. And Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Days noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm a Chiefs fan.
You good enough?
I'm good, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All I have to say is, cha-chinga, 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 cha-chinga.
You bet against my Chiefs, but yeah. You also made a ton of money, so.
Well, not a ton of money.
We doubled your money.
That's in order to win a ton of money, you got to bet a ton of money, and I don't bet a ton of money. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
But, you know, but.
Yeah. I like, well, with the Super Bowl, there had to be 100 bets you could make.
Yeah. And you bet, would you bet? I mean, you bet against
Philadelphia.
The Chiefs. I would have never done that.
Again, we're not talking big money here, but still.
$20 is big money.
$20. So, took the Chiefs. I was surprised.
No, took the Eagles.
I'm sorry, I took the Eagles. I was surprised they were only getting 1 point. I thought the Chiefs would be giving a lot more point. I thought it was like 4, 4.5.
Nope. Never got over 2.
It really didn't, huh?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So it was 1 by the time I did anything.
I almost bet. I was coming back. I went to that Beatles thing. And then I was driving home. And I'm like, I'm going to stop and place a bet. And I was like, let's just do it tomorrow. Which I'm glad I didn't, because I would have bet, you know, probably $100 on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I would have.
And
I'm glad I didn't.
I'm going to say, I want to double check. I don't know if I could double check this. Conrad's in the house today. Conrad, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
By the way, very nice job in that little
Pete Schwabba thing.
Yeah, good. The entertainment beats. Yeah, those. They're a lot of fun to do, actually.
Sounded enjoy. Great.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Nicely done. So, okay, I want to double check that I won them all. So I won that one, so that's one.
Because you picked just straight up Eagles.
They got 1 point.
Okay, yeah.
One point. Right. I mean, not that much. But, hey, okay, so then another bet they had there was Patrick Mahomes over-under on him completing 7.5 passes in a row.
That's an easy bet.
Well, okay, well, go. Why didn't you make it then, Jim?
I'm glad.
I'm taking that bet.
That's a lot.
I think Oneida might be closed down today. You've gone there. Yeah. So then it was Jalen Hurts not completing 5 in a row. Okay.
Did you win that one?
I think so. And then it was Jason Kelce not getting a pass completion of more than 19.5 yards. I don't know where the half yard would come on a pass completion, but maybe it was just 19 yards. So I think I won them all.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
He had a terrible game. Mahomes had an awful game.
That's the worst I've ever seen Mahomes throw.
Yep.
That interception, boy, that young kid from Iowa.
It was his birthday. Did you know that?
I know. He looks like he was just turning 17.
22.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I was happy for him. That's pretty cool.
I've always liked him. Played at Iowa. I was hoping the Packers would draft him big time back in the day.
Yeah.
I got text here. What a halftime show. Glad I had closed captions so I could understand what Lamar was saying. I can't tell you one word that he said. I can't tell you a single thing.
I can tell you one thing.
I don't know anything what was going on.
I can tell you one thing about that halftime show. We were not their demographic.
Old white guys were not that demographic.
I didn't
have a clue what was going on.
And I tried, but then I turned it off. I was mad about the game, and then I started watching that. And I don't know. He was into those rap. But anyway, you can't tell.
Was it even rap? Conroy, what was that?
That
I mean, that was rap. I mean, I didn't enjoy it. I'm not going
to. Really? So, that's your. Because you can't
you did
tell.
Enjoy it or did not?
I didn't. No.
Did not.
You. Like, where's Bruce Springsteen? Like, you know, that's what. But even Prince. Anyway, I couldn't understand anything. And you can't really tell if it's one song to the next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I turned it off and I went to bed. I didn't watch anything. I woke up this morning and it was like, I knew they're going to lose. So
there's a demo, obviously, he was going after, and I'm sure he hit that demo bullseye.
How are the reviews on that guy?
It's half and half, I feel like, right now. The only thing I've seen on Twitter is that it was good or it was really bad. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
But I mean, give me a Nelly or some other rap.
Yeah.
I got nothing against rappers for the sake of rap. Yeah. I mean, some of their music's awesome. I just didn't know what that was, but I don't really know him. So maybe that's his thing. And for the people that really like him, man, he brought it exactly what they were hoping for.
Well, so
I'm not going to rip it, but just because I'm an old man who, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you got to admit, old white guys were not, I mean, there was, they were no, not.
There are a lot of them in the audience.
We didn't run out to the store and buy his whatever.
No. So
but
I don't know.
Somebody did.
But so. that is his shtick?
He's a Grammy winner?
So, yeah, he won 5 Grammys just for one song this year.
Okay.
Think about that.
That's what I mean, yeah.
That's like unbelievable.
He's doing it, man. He's successful.
Yep.
Can't rip somebody for that.
No.
He was a lot better. Do you remember when it was Dr. Dre and all those? There was a bunch of people in that act. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, but Kendrick Lamar, he did one or two songs in that, and it was much better just because it was two songs.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Remember that, Jim?
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Remember we got together to watch that?
No.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about a different Super Bowl?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's okay. I forgot. Okay. Yeah, it was a Super Bowl halftime show. Yes.
Oh, we're like Lady Gaga, Prince. Who else are the old people? That,
I liked, actually.
You know, the most popular, though, was Michael Jackson, right? Or no, Bruno. I looked that up yesterday because I was reading about halftime shows. I think
Timberlake did it really great with
like,
that.
And he was
but
there forever?
Even not the one with what's her name. Yeah. I thought what's her name did good. The Packer one in Dallas was.
Well, that was good. We were there for that.
Fergie.
We have also Maroon 5 was there too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were good.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah. But New Orleans, it was the Blues Brothers and somebody else.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, that was, you know, it got the crowd into it more.
Yeah, I can't see the crowd.
I thought the air kind of went out of the stadium
it
yesterday.
It did. It felt like that.
If you pan the audience, again, I don't think that guy's demographic was there.
It wasn't. So I think that one was a lot more for the televised audience than it was for the people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just thought the emotion went right out of the place instead of, hype. Yeah, I agree. So anyway, there you go. You got your champions. The National Football League season is over, except for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So all eyes on Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin right now. Here we go.
So I went to the Verizon tailgate party at Lambeau yesterday, which was, that was fun.
Cool.
And they really did it right. I don't know how they made money on that because it was free. And you got free stuff, free water, which, when's the last time you had free water at Lambeau? Free food.
Everyone's listening. Heard the words "free" and "Lambo" together in the same sentence. No disrespect.
It was just great. And the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame was free.
That's awesome. I mean, that's $20 there,
right? And then you could go, you know, through the tunnel and onto the field. Not on the field, but on the.
That's cool.
Walking. It was great, and we had a lot of fun there. That was a good time. But
awesome.
They were obviously promoting the draft. You know, they got the big clock up there. How many days? The countdown, we're on the clock type thing. And then they had some pictures you could take with the NFL draft behind you.
Well, it's only 2 months away now.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's going to be, you know, the city and the, well, actually the city, the county, and Chauvinon have been waiting for more info because it's an NFL event, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, look, after the Super Bowl, we're really going to, your top priority. So we're going to hear a lot this week. They're going to roll out things this week, next week. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
All right.
It's going to be great.
There you go. I mean, we're in the national spotlight now.
We are.
Today is National Flannel Day. You can't feel bad in a flannel, huh?
Yeah, Jim.
No, you can't. Flannel shirts are itchy. No, they're not hot and itchy. They're so comfortable. You can't feel bad.
I don't think I have one flannel.
In a flannel. You wouldn't. International Cribbage Day, which is phenomenal.
That's fun.
Did you notice when we were at Vintage Rose the other day, they had some cribbage boards out there?
No.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Think about grab one, playing a little 15-2, 15-4, pair of 6, knobs of 7.
Whatever.
I'd kick your butt in cribbage.
He probably would.
Happy birthday to Laura Dern. And rest in peace, Dick Geron, former Lions player and Green Bay Packers assistant coach. He was a great guy. He was one of the best guys ever to come through Green Bay as an assistant coach. Yale guy. Great guy.
I saw that. He's only 74.
I know. He put on, you know what's funny? I did fundraiser for Resurrection School in Alloway years ago to build a new gym or whatever. And it was Dick Geron and his wife and Greg Blosch, who was a Packer assistant coach at the time. They both made it big. And one other one, it's like three assistant coaches all got together. I think that's pretty cool. Text, John, you definitely won the Kelsey thing because Jason didn't play. Not sure about Travis. Did I say Jason? Yeah. I get those two guys so mixed up now. And a little tired of them. Maybe a little popping up everywhere. Yes. Yes or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little. You know what? With the Packers being out of it, it seems like it's been a long time. Does it that the Packers have been out of it? The season's over for them?
Yeah.
I mean, this seems like a whole different thing. Then, of course, the Rodgers news that,
He just can't let anybody
can't
else.
Can't lay low.
Nope. Even that year that he's, I think I might not play for the Packers. When does he announce that? Draft day.
Yeah.
Biggest day in kids' lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Draft day. And he has to overshadow that. And he says, in the Super Bowl, I may not be back with the Jets because it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just let it go. I mean, can't are you really that?
Can't do it.
That's a
can't
sickness then. If he's that narcissist.
He is. He's got me. Okay, just like going back, I mean,
come on.
I really feel bad, but I lost respect for that Robert Saleh, who I really liked because, you know, he played football up at Northern Michigan. Yeah. And his nephews play there now and the whole thing. I've really been a big fan of his. I thought that was, let's put it this way. Dan Campbell in Detroit, if Jared Goff said, I'm not going to come to your mandatory camps.
Right.
And that was Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say
it was the first thing.
Who carries the bigger club here? Me or you? I'm going to prove it to you right now that I do and show you up in the eyes of all your other players.
And he defended him a little bit.
Yeah.
He kind of said, well, you know.
That's where I lost some respect for
too.
Saying right then and there. He said, well, you're not here.
You're kind of here. But
you're bottom of the depth chart starting out then.
Right.
You're going to work your way up. We're going to give the other kids the number one reps.
Man.
And they won't do it. They always give him his way.
Yeah. No.
Everybody has always given him his way.
Yeah. I think, though, we'll see.
Brian says Green Bay, the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson incident is what helped found YouTube. Conroy, is that true?
I don't know. Was that 2013, I think?
Oh, I think it was further back than that.
Further back?
Oh, yeah.
No, not that much further.
Oh, I bet 11? That was the early 2000s. I bet it's under 2010. Huh? I'm going to say 2009.
I say
Conroy?
10. I'm going there at 11.
Conroy,
so it's 10.
Conroy, Todd would have had this printed out.
I mean,
he would have
on.
Had it printed. Okay, he'd be bringing us printouts. He'd be getting me another cup of coffee.
Right, we don't have
two little creamers.
How come you got a printout and I didn't?
Todd likes me.
Yeah,
Con likes me, not you. Did you find it, Con? You haven't found it yet. Have you found it?
I'm going to the Google.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. You know, these younger guys,
their fingertips. You know,
bada-bing, let me just use my little thingy here.
They know how to use the computer.
Right. Unbelievable. Wow. Thanks a lot, Ken. We got a big show coming. We got Brittany Merlot joining us. It is cold out there today, ladies and gentlemen. 12 degrees in Green Bay, 11 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkosh. That wind coming from the west, southwest, at 11 miles an hour. Correct or incorrect,
Con? That high.
So it was 2004 with Janet Jackson.
Oh. Wow. Check out the big brain on Johnny.
Wow.
But he also did it in 2001 and 2018. So.
Oh, he's done him that many times?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. I also thought he put on a great show. We got to start a quick break. Okay. Great lineup for you, folks. Stay with us. Mind on the Bear.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The 2025 draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting. All right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app in 1590 AM and 1100 AM, all up and down the 41 corridor and points beyond.
I would say before, I know we got guests lined up. Starting at 6:30, but just a shout out to that Beatles thing.
Yeah,
at the Waverly.
Did you go to that?
Oh yeah,
awesome.
You know what? That was really, really good. And I know it's the 21st. I haven't been to one of them, but definitely next year. That Beatles band that they bring in from Chicago, it is, you know, that first set. You know,
yeah.
Can't Buy Me Love. I'll just and those songs though. If you think about, it, they're a little tinny because it's, you know what I mean.
Sure,
like it's
yeah.
not it,
yeah.
it's not the same music we have today, but. They were really good. We had a lot of fun there, and there was a
That's
lot of cool. people, and it was a great fundraiser
well, you got
for the
out
Mac
about
fund.
This weekend.
I did. I was out. I was. Plus snow blowing. I cooked. I was going to call you, but then I was hungry. I cooked a ton of food. I made ribs, obviously, because of the Chiefs. And I was going to cook them on the grill, but it's all that snow out there. So I, but it, you know what you do? You cook them in the slow cooker, you know, for like 7-8 hours, you know? And then take them out, put the barbecue sauce, and then you bake them.
Sounds good.
It was good.
Sounds good.
And then just, yeah, the other stuff. I was telling you, fish tacos. And,
yeah. And you ate pretty well.
I did.
Does it look like it?
Yeah.
You ate well. You ate well.
I know,
I put on
starts.
Like 10 pounds this month.
I did.
I've never tried to eat better in my lifetime.
Yeah.
In my lifetime, I've never tried to. Okay, Conrad, have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Yeah, Conrad,
what's one, Jim, what do we talk about? One of our pet peeves.
Touching
the top of the perfect.
Did you hand out silverware?
Come on. How do you do that, Con?
Do you hold it the
you just
spoon,
grab right by the
tongs?
Right by the, that, yeah, right by the tongs there. Just like, here you go. Let me just grab the tongs
no,
here.
No, the what yeah. are the things called on the fork?
Prongs.
Well, they're not really called prongs.
Yeah, they're prongs.
No, they're not.
They're prongs.
What are the... look up a fork.
Oh, on a fork?
What are those called?
Yeah.
Tinsels? Or?
Prongs.
No, they're not.
Want to bet?
Anyway, you don't handle... When you hand someone a fork, you do it yeah, by...
Is that the way you hand them to it, Conrad?
You hold on to the...
Or you give them by the handle?
No, it starts with a T.
Just curious. Tongs.
No, they're not.
I think it's tinsel, isn't it?
No.
So that sounds...
That's the stuff you put on the tree.
Yeah, come on. When's time coming back? You
know? I know. I hope. I don't know. You can still make it here by 7.
Okay, 2.5 more hours. See if we can get through this.
I'll find it, Con. Let me
Con,
do it. Let
what
me
else
do it
did we
you.
Tell you to do? What else did we tell you to do? We told you to go watch that Green and Gold movie and give us a review. Have you done that?
What did you tell me to do?
We
that?
Told you that the other
You're
day.
The You're the movie guy.
You're the movie guy.
You're supposed to, you and Schwaba?
We got one movie guy. Here's fill in.
I didn't have time this weekend. I do want to go see it, though. It looks amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, we could use a little review. Would you mind? How about, can we give you an assignment?
More dead air.
We will okay. pay. We will pay for your ticket.
Okay.
We won't.
Well, you pay. Then I'll pay you back. Con, we'll pay for your ticket. Go give us, tomorrow morning we want a review.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes. On Green and Gold.
I don't think I'll have time. I still have to produce Nightlight tonight.
Man, the excuse, huh?
Yeah, I don't
How do you like these young kids with excuses after excuse?
Yeah, it's
In my day, I'd be there. I'd be like, I'd give them a full review of the whole thing. It'd be unbelievable. Really and truly. So anyway. We got Joe Klicka coming in. Physical education teacher at Sybil Hop. Creator of Outdoor Movement Connections. It's a very, very, very cool endeavor. We got Jim and Bentley Gerzak coming in talking about 23's cleats for kids, which is cool. Lisa Pritzel, empowered by movement. We got a lot of movement people here today, Jim.
Yes, maybe we need
to dole these out a little bit more so we don't get overworked.
Before we jump, I mean, we're going to run out of time, but it's called TINS.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. So the parts of the fork or the handle, and you should. So you gave Johnny his cup of coffee, and you were holding on to the rim.
His big old meaty paw all around.
Where he drinks.
Yeah.
Like, totally, you'd be done that day.
Yeah.
But it's the handle, the tins, the neck, the back. The
if
foot.
You have, like, anyway. If you have, like, hoof and foot disease, I would catch that.
I'm right. Very clean. Okay.
I don't know.
You don't believe me?
You could
taking
hold
your
the,
word for
hold,
it.
Actually, what you should do is hold the cup and let him take the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really the proper way to do it.
Yeah.
But to put your hand over,
right over
where he
puts
his lips,
going.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm tasting something already. I don't know what it is.
I just have fog in my brain this morning. Sorry. Right. I know. I worked in the food industry for a while, so I know that.
Like 15 minutes?
Just slipped my mind.
For a while.
For a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
A
while to him is 10 minutes. Mm.
We got Dennis Rockhill coming in from the Einstein Project.
That's such a great organization.
That's a phenomenal organization. And we got Neo, the young musician here in town who's got an event coming up.
He's playing at the Epic.
That's great.
Pretty good.
That's big time.
Yeah, that is big time.
Epic's big time.
So
we'll take that.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. So, Conrad.
Yeah?
Now, you're all summer long, you golf.
Yeah.
And now you've gotten into the simulators. That's become one of the most popular things around here over the last 2 years. Like, it's exploded, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of different sims, but the one that I like the most is X-Golf.
Okay.
There's one in Appleton, actually, and a bunch around Wisconsin, but there's actually a pretty good membership in the summer. It's $300 all you can golf for the, I think, 5 months, something
around there. Okay, now, let me ask you this. I haven't watched this, but what's the thing they do in Florida, a big simulator thing? It was like Tiger Woods. It was Rory.
So it's actual league that they do.
Okay.
And they have teams. I think they have six teams. Where Tiger Woods is actually on a team, and it's sponsored by his brand, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun to watch. It's not outside or anything, but the simulator. Once
but
you get it,
big screens and everything like
that? Huge screen. Once you get to the green, they actually have a moving green on the other side of the arena, and you actually have to put it in. It moves to actually represent what's on the screen.
Really?
It's really cool. If you haven't watched it, I would.
The similar thing, but the turn, you know, at Lambeau, have you been there?
I haven't been to that, no.
There, you can just plug in, well, you know, that it's that bar. You can plug in bowling, hockey, football.
Oh.
You know that, you just grab
I've never been there, okay.
And you can just plug in whatever golf course you want to golf.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Pebble
same
Beach.
Type of thing.
But that screens are a lot smaller than what you're talking about. Right?
I mean, the one that they have, it's massive.
No.
Yeah.
But you know, it does, you know, get your shot many yards and all. It's
oh, yeah.
That's
well, they've come a long way from. Remember, was it the Golden Tees or something they used to call them? And you'd fight them in bars, and they were real popular for a while. Then they kind of lost their popularity.
It had like a the spinning ball on top that you had to like. Yeah.
Yes.
I've played that a couple times.
Yeah.
Those are fun though.
I mean, they've come a long way.
Yes.
But I know there's like guys that take their league serious now. They're indoor leagues during the winter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing that. Even the kids on the high school golf team, you know, I don't know, what's the coach do? He kind of drives them around and says, you know, put it in the hole. A lot of kids go, Aurora has a pretty good golf because my kids were out there. Those kids practice
all. Yeah, I remember when they built that.
All year.
Yeah, it was basically for injuries. Like they would
diagnostic
stuff with your swing.
And then people are like, I can be.
Can I come here just
for
whatever?
A few more yards.
All right, we're going to a quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Just getting it started. Back after this.
Kitchen door. You better not let him in.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Now, you may not have enjoyed the weather that we experienced over the weekend, but think of it as a big reset button. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's the way that Eric Snodgrass explained it. He's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag. He was also our keynote speaker during the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. And Snodgrass says when you look at the crazy weather patterns people have been experiencing nationwide, what we're feeling, kind of a reset.
And it's being corrected halfway right now for the next 10 to 15 days. That's why we've got chances of more snow and ice across the state. We've got chances for moisture. It finally came back that things are looking a little better. But it's got to last all the way through April. Otherwise, we look at a 15 to 20-inch snow deficit as of February 6th, right? We've got to correct that. We've got to correct it with spring rains, the soil moisture issues. And until that happens, I'll just be worried. And I think the problem was with, how do we get a snowstorm down to the Gulf Coast? Well, you have to have Arctic air over us. How do you get a fire to blow up in California in the middle of winter? The wind's got to come from the wrong direction. Those are two things that are working against us having a good winter pattern in this area.
Everything's related. Eric Snodgrass, he's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag, also keynote speaker during Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. He said, if we can reset our weather patterns by the time we get to the end of April, he believes we actually might have a normal spring.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is a first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
And a quick reminder, if you're a livestock owner or a backyard poultry producer, you need to renew your premise identification. This is required by Wisconsin state law for farms and hobby farms, backyard poultry flocks, veterinary clinics with large animals, stables, livestock exhibitions, dealers, and haulers. Find out more about your premise identification at wiid.org or our website. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. 4.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Sturgeon spearing season's underway, and officials are warning anglers of a major crack that's developed on Lake Winnebago. Calumet County Sheriff's officials say the crack is just south of Faro Spring Road and runs east to west. The crack has already caused multiple vehicles to enter the water. Over the weekend, 290 sturgeon were harvested in the first 2 days of the Lake Winnebago system sturgeon spearing season. The season will continue through February 23rd or until the harvest cap is met, whichever comes first. Now that the Super Bowl is over, the NFL can focus on Draft 2025. The event is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the Green Bay area in April. Mayor Eric Genrich says that the only issue he's seeing right now is in transportation.
Patty Kiewicz, who runs our transit service here within the city of Green Bay, does a fantastic job, has a really good plan. But we have an undersized transit system in comparison to a Detroit or a Kansas City or,
right,
you know, some of these other communities. And so we're going to be waiting for some more, more detailed plans from the NFL, talking about how they're going to get people throughout the community.
Genrich made his comments in a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays at 1 on WGBW. Oshkosh voters who have questions about the $197.8 million capital referendum on the April 1st ballot can attend several information and question and answer sessions from the Oshkosh Area School District in February and March. According to the school district, the referendum is designed to improve student safety and learning spaces. The first of the meetings is Tuesday, February 11th. See our story at WGBW.FM for more information. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. So I'm getting my headphones going. There we go. So, you know, okay. So for as long as I've been in radio, which is a long time. The day after the raid, every radio station in America, you know what they're saying today? Everyone.
Football's over?
Besides that.
What is today? I don't know.
What commercials did you like and didn't like?
Oh, yeah.
Every radio station in America is doing that today.
Yeah.
I didn't think any of them jumped out at me. Did you?
I thought that that seal thing was creepy weird, but that was funny. I started laughing. I laughed out loud when I saw that. I thought that was funny.
Which one was that?
What is that?
It was a Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right, I missed that one.
That was funny.
All right.
That's it.
Anybody out not there, follow text that, us, let us know. Anything
that Dunkin' Donuts was impossible to follow.
Well, that's the thing. When you make a commercial that you have to really pay attention to, I think you're defeating your purpose.
I'm back to our buddy that submitted that.
Doritos.
That was,
I agree,
clean, easy.
It was
20 seconds.
More imaginative than anything I saw.
Man,
yeah.
That's it. Just,
I know.
And I didn't even know what that commercial was for till you just told me, Con. I just thought that was weird how they transformed that guy from a seal to, who was it? Mr. Seal, right?
Yeah, it was Seal on Seal.
And
a Seal.
And who's Seal?
He's just a singer.
Oh, the singer Seal.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one at all then.
So there was a seal on a rock.
He's married to like a supermodel, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So he's on this like rock and then they changed the seal's head into his head, and it looks like pretty similar. Like
it was pretty funny. I like that ad. Yeah,
okay. I missed that one.
That's it. I was obviously on before halftime because.
But
I
normally Budweiser would have a real, real good one, and they always try to go with like a tearjerker. Theirs was the one about the potato, right?
they brought back the horses, which I love.
They brought back the horses.
Yep.
But wasn't there one where one potato fell off the wagon, a little girl, or was that for a potato chip company?
I didn't see that.
No. She kept
running. It wasn't a potato.
It
was a keg of beer.
It was a keg of beer.
It was a
keg.
It was a potato.
How much did you drink before that game, Johnny?
Nothing.
A keg fell off, and then the horse kicks it all the way to the bar.
I'm disagreeing on that.
Yeah.
I had a $3.49 bottle of wine from Aldi's.
$10 anywhere else.
I'll tell you what. I loaded up at Aldi's yesterday.
But
no.
That
was
a good commercial,
one about
right?
A potato, and it made a potato chip.
Yesterday?
I don't think I saw the potato one.
Oh, no. My gosh. I think this was picked as the best out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
Somebody help me out. Was there one about a little girl chasing with a potato?
It was a little horse chasing a keg of beer, and he kicked it all the way to the bar, and then they were, like, happy.
I think it was the same idea, but this one was with a potato.
Yeah. I'd see it. I'd see it.
And all the work she put in, all the effort, and they sit down, they have a nice bowl of potatoes.
I did not get into the commercials.
Did our Doritos guy make it? I saw a different one play. Yeah,
He did not. He came in out of thousands that were submitted.
Thousands.
He was in the top 25.
Yes.
And then they narrowed it to the top three, and he didn't make that cut. But he's still, on his resume, is one of the top 25 Doritos
out of
commercials.
Thousands.
Right.
Yes. So.
No, our guy didn't make it. But all right. No, you know, I couldn't get into those commercials because I was so disappointed in the game.
I didn't know you were that big of a Chiefs fan.
Yeah. I went to the game there with, you know, I told you, Lamar Hunt's box.
Yeah.
Just, I like the mayor. I like the city. I like the plaza. I like everything about that city. I think it's another, I mean, I love Green Bay, but that's a close second.
All right.
But I was bummed. Plus, I like Patrick Mahomes. I like his wife.
I will say this about Patrick Mahomes. He will take every question and he will answer every question from the heart. He will.
He doesn't have an attitude.
Not at all. I give him all the credit in the world. He's gracious in defeat or humble. What do they say? Humble in victory and gracious in defeat.
Yeah.
And he really and truly is. Can't say a thing, nothing against him with what he says.
No.
But oh man, it looked like there was going to be just a brouhaha on like the second play of the game or the first play of the game when they called that pass interference penalty against Philly. I thought, here we go.
Philly got a break, too, though.
Did they? How?
I mean, there's some calls that I think Philly got away with, but, I mean, overall, I think it was a pretty evenly.
It was that where he hit the pass interference offensive, right? Didn't he hit him in the... Pushed him away, and everybody's like that. And they even went to that New York guy, the retired ref, and he's like, "That they shouldn't have called that."
That's the one that I'm talking about.
Yeah, the OPI.
That Kansas City got a big break on. It wasn't Philly.
No. What one did Philly get a big break on?
They didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Was it when the hands to the face with Patrick Mahomes?
Okay. I'll look it up.
Were you drinking during this
game? No, I didn't. I was eating too much. No, I was having my...
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was a well-officiated game.
It was.
I really do. Why can't they do that in the regular season? Why do we have to have, like, 16 penalties during a regular season game? And here the Super Bowl, you had, like, what, 4, 5?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, just... Yeah.
They let them play. That was awesome.
But the NFL during the regular season, some of those crews... You know, they actually do scouting reports. Bill Belichick did. I don't know if anybody else does. Bill Belichick, during the week, used to do scouting reports on officials and hand them out to guys and quiz them on the officials and what they like to call them, things like that. Oh, they say parts. He was. Did you see his girlfriend this week?
Oh, man.
Did you see that?
I think he lost some respect.
He lost. I did. He's become that guy.
Yeah.
He's become that guy.
Just that could be his granddaughter.
Yeah.
And just.
Yeah.
Why would he do that? Because he's you know, you kind of put him in that Andy Reid Lombardi, but he's not there anymore.
No. And did she really have to wear this bedazzled, like bikini?
And
it's like,
and he's
really?
Got his rings on, and it's like,
that's kind of icky.
Yes.
It's just kind of icky. Yeah. Yeah. But no, our Dorito guy did not make the cut at all. All right. Anybody else giving you anything as far as commercials they liked or disliked their Conrad? Because, like, again, I don't have any that may stood out at all. I got text here. I hope the winter enthusiasts are finally happy about the stinking snow. More snow this week. Yuck.
Yeah, like, I think Brittany's going to come on. I think it's like 5 inches on Thursday and then a couple more on Saturday.
This is a crappy time. This is the crappiest time of year, I think, after the Super Bowl until, like, it gets warmer. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean.
I just hate this time.
But
I hate, I hate Valentine's Day. I hate going into a store and seeing all these Valentines all over and all these cute little yada, yada, yada. Don't you agree? That one should be just enough.
Thank you for defending me. See, there was a call against Philly in the first quarter that helmet to helmet. Incident on contact. Even those guys in the booth said they shouldn't have called that. The guy, remember that play?
Yeah, now I remember. Okay. Yeah, that shouldn't have been called.
Okay. Yeah, one play.
Against the Chiefs.
One play.
Put him in a bad position for the rest of the game.
You know what's funny, though? Here they were playing terrible. And then Mahomes, he just cranks up a couple of times with that worth and just lets it fly. Touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
He still has that such a magic in his arm when he has to do it. It's unbelievable. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's one of those guys, man. I mean,
he's 28.
If I know, he could. He's
almost
Brady-esque.
Play another 12 years.
I know. He's still so young, and yeah, he could be the best ever.
Oh yeah,
really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I
thought Brady did pretty well yesterday.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of his during the course of the regular season. I thought he was insightful yesterday. What did you think?
Yeah, no, I thought that was good. I liked.
Yeah.
I was never his biggest critic.
Okay, wait a minute.
I don't like how much money
Lay's
he makes.
Potato chips had the little girl with the lost potato. Thank you.
Didn't see it.
And by the way, there is no E at the end of the word potato. Conrad. Nice job there.
Good job. Hey, Dan Quayle.
Dukakis or whoever.
No, it's Quayle.
Oh, that's right.
Dan Quayle. There was
a commercial with a little girl chasing down a potato.
That was second half because I didn't see it.
I don't know if it was. So did you stop watching Trump?
What do you mean?
He left too. He was.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he leave?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you knew they weren't going to win.
Yeah.
Chiefs. I mean, that didn't. You don't come back from 27 points or something. So.
Brian says, "Thank God Tom Brady actually disagreed with the call." Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. And he did.
I thought he had his best game ever yesterday. Tom Brady did. He finally seemed. Where he wasn't trying to be an announcer and just pointed out things that he knows from playing the game.
Yeah,
I thought sometimes he tried getting too analytical. We don't want that. You know,
I'm surprised that he's still. You know, he owns part of the Raiders now.
I'm surprised they let him.
Me too.
Work. That seems like that'd be such a conflict of interest.
It's like a $250 million savings they could get, and there's a lot of people that would like his job. Because he's on the interview team with the coach.
Shocked. They allow that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're getting inside information during the course of the week. You're meeting with the other coaches. They're not going to tell him anything.
Well, yeah, and if they do, you're right, they're not going to. I don't care for the other guy, Brady's sidekick.
Kevin Burkhardt?
Yeah.
He's average. He's cookie cutter.
He's over.
I got this one, Terry. The part of a fork that's used for piercing or picking up food is called a tine.
Tine.
That's what I said in the very beginning, Jim.
I said that. Then
Conrad?
And Conrad holds the tines when he hands it to the customer. Yeah. That's how the whole thing came up.
Did you have a bad cold, and then did you do that to Nikki? Did you hold it like you? Because she's out very sick.
Thanks to you. That was not me. That was not me.
Well, I'll get my own coffee in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't go near it.
Their paws around.
What is up with that?
Yeah. And he said he was in the food industry.
I know, right?
But what do they say? Like 70% of the people BS on their resume, so I don't believe that.
I worked as a pizza delivery guy, so does that count?
Well, as long as you keep it in the box.
Yeah, kind of. Do you ever lie on a resume?
No. Well, I worked for myself for, I don't know, 30 years. No, so, I mean, looking to, no. Did you? You did.
A little thing.
The way you're looking at me, it's like, you did. No, it was pretty much, politics is an open book. And then before that, you know, it was kind of an open book.
This would be a white lie, not even a lie.
No.
Early on, where it would say former professional experience. And this is when I was first starting out in the business. You know, and I remember a guy came in, talked to our class, said, call letters, call letters, call letters. If you're going to radio or TV, get a job where it says call. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Have it like, you know, WGBW on your resume.
Oh, yeah,
versus, you know, just worked at a radio station, did some sort of floor or something.
Sure.
You make sure
you put like WLS or something? You put big time on there?
No, but it's a small little radio station, but they weren't paying me to do high school football games. Okay. And I put down that was professional. KIKO Radio in Globe, Arizona. Would that be? Yeah. Is that all?
Okay, did you really work for them?
Yeah, well, I didn't get a paycheck.
What if you would have tripped and broke your leg? Or the insurance? You were just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did color commentary up at the box with the guy and helped set up.
Like, you're like his little buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that would have... But it worked, right?
It worked.
Look at you now, John.
That's how I got this job. Yeah, wow. Quick break. She'll click and join us. We come back. Love isn't always on time. Oh, oh, oh. It's not in the words that you told me.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411, and the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to wiss.fm and click events to learn more.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton, and of course, Oshkosh and all up and down the 41 corridor on the Civic Media app. Very special guest right now, Joe Klicka, physical education teacher at Sybil Hop, creator of Outdoor Movement Connections. We got a big outdoor moving theme here. Don't let this big old boot on my foot discourage you from giving me some good workout tips, okay, Joe? Yeah.
Sounds great.
Joe, I look like a candidate that needs it right now, don't I?
100%.
Okay.
Joe, last week we had the people on from the Golden Apple just talked about teachers and what an important role they play in a student's life. You know, it even really more so than the parent at times because the teachers are more believable. You really have taken that to physical education, and not only that, but for even though you were offered jobs in other, you know, industries, you went with the... What do you call that industry? I want to be politically...
Adaptive physical education.
Okay, so you chose adaptive physical education to be an instructor. That's quite a calling. Did you have a family member or brother, sister, or what drew you to that?
No, you know, when I got into it, in my first teaching position up in Medford, Wisconsin, my SPED director brought me in a couple days before school started, and he informed me that I was going to be teaching a section of adaptive physical education, and I kind of got thrust into it.
Could you explain that term?
Oh, yeah, sure. So adaptive physical education is, it can mean a lot of different things, but it's physical education for people with disabilities, right? So sometimes the role of an adaptive physical education teacher is to go into a regular physical education class and help a student or two access regular general physical education. At other times, it's a pull-out separate class where you have a small group of students with disabilities who are working together.
Wow. Mm-hmm. With that, I wanted to get to that because the disabilities, there's got to be quite the variety.
Yeah. So at Sybil Hop, we have 165 students. I see all of them except for our little tykes, our 3 and 4 year olds I don't see, but every student from 5 to 21 at Sybil Hop, I see. And like you said, it's a huge variety. I mean, from very functional young men and women who work within our community and are working towards independent living skills,
right,
to very involved students where they will need some level of care and support for their entire
lives. So do you have to come up with original activities tailor-made to what would work best for them? I mean, that's a lot of different programs.
I come up with...
I give you credit.
I come up that's with awesome. Activities and ways to modify...
Good for you.
...every single thing for every student.
But so with kids with disabilities, the equipment needs are probably a little bit different. Yes? No?
We have a lot of very... Well, so Hop's really blessed. We have a lot of people that support...
They do.
...Hop, and we have so many very adaptive and innovative things for our students. I get really creative in Phi Ed, and I just take whatever the task is and figure out a way to modify it so my students can access whatever the task is.
And I don't care what level, where you are, what school, there's something about Phi Ed that every student forever has looked forward to. True?
It's 100% true, man. I mean, so many of my students, a highlight of their day is just coming in for a half hour with me or even seeing me in the hallway. They get so jacked up and so excited to invite me out to recess or tell me about something. So for me, it's important that I always bring a certain level of energy and enthusiasm, regardless of how I feel. I bring it every single day because it means so much to my students.
Got a text
students.
Here from one of our listeners. Joe Klicka is a great guy.
Oh, well, thank you.
I give you a lot of credit for giving, your passion to helping kids that, maybe some people would rather coach in...
And it's not just rolling out a history book. Okay, let's study the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
Boom.
You got to
look at... Has it changed in 200 years? So let's go with it.
Yeah. Wow.
But you have to be creative every day.
Every single day, yeah.
Okay, so you tell me about the age ranges that you teach over at Civil Hop.
Yeah. So our school is 3 to 21. Anyone with a disability qualifies for services, right? As soon as they hit 3, all the way to 21. I personally teach every student at Hop that is 5 to 21, and I have them every single year. So this is my 10th year. So some of my graduating students this year I've had for the last 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a relationship you must develop.
And it's not even just with the students. It's the families. You get to know families over the course of time, and you just... And that's one of the reasons why Outdoor Movement Connections, I'm just thrust into a lot of situations where families just want more, right? Yeah. They want to connect more, and yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get to that after the break, but that's pretty cool that you stay with that student. A lot of times you get a science teacher, you kind of like him or her, and then
that
boom.
That can be traumatic to a kid sometimes.
Well, for me, really going from one science teacher to another, yeah, that was very traumatic because one of them thought I was smart and the other one didn't. So, I mean, that's nice that you can work with them through their 10 years at Civil Hop, if that's how long their stay is.
Or more, right? Some students start at 3 and then graduate all the way at 21, so I could have them for... 5 to 21, that's 16 years.
We're going to talk a lot more about this coming out, Joe. Physical education teacher at Civil Hop, creator of Outdoor Movement Connections. That's what we want to talk about next is Outdoor Movement Connections. I just think this is awesome. You could have taken a lot of jobs where you roll out the dodgeballs or something, and you're not doing that at all every single day where you're doing to make such an impact in these young people's lives.
That's awesome.
We got to send it a break. Joe Klicka, don't want to miss this. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news,
you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on last night's big Super Bowl win.
Fans in Philadelphia started climbing poles even before the game ended as the Birds cruised to a 40-22 win. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named Super Bowl MVP, the 26-year-old getting revenge on the Chiefs, who narrowly beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago.
President Trump becoming the first sitting president ever to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, he said more announcements will be coming this week about 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products into the U.S. The president also directing the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the cost. Confirmation votes are expected this week in Washington. Both RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, nominees for Health and Human Services Secretary and Director of National Intelligence, appear to have enough Republican support after some earlier opposition. This is ABC News.